This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are able to call in and talk freely here on the air. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
I mean, that's what we do. We do it 7 nights a week. If you're listening to, you can listen to Free Talk Live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's not a day that we're not producing something. Now, not every time can you call in. Sometimes we're at events and we'll, prepare a show ahead of time because we're doing lots of interviews and that kind of thing. But nonetheless, we do produce a show for you every single day here at Free Talk Live. And we're proud of that. Proud to be able to provide that to you. There's not a lot of programming on in our time slots, and it's getting less and less every day. We're considered the new guys, the young guys in the industry. We're the longest-running show in our time slot. Weekdays. 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 So there you go. FreeTalkLive.com. Check it out. We're reading a list of attributes from a Stanford dean. Her name is Julie Linscott-Himes. Made a list of 8 skills that every 18-year-old should possess. I think this is kind of interesting because, well, if you're listening to this, the chances are you're 18 or more, and you should possess these. And I don't know that I can. 18-year-old must be able to find his or her way around. I don't know if any of us can do that anymore with GPS, but an 18-year-old must be able to manage his or her work assignments, workload, and deadlines.
Ooh. You know, that seems unlikely. So there's a difference.
Management doesn't indicate good management.
Yeah, I mean, usually when I think of like a white collar versus blue collar, I think of management. If you can manage yourself, you're white collar. If you have a manager to look over you or whatever, manage you, you're blue collar. So I don't know. It doesn't necessarily seem like a skill that it may be something that's desirable to have in a modern workforce, but.
There's times when, deadlines pass me by and I missed it. There's so many things going on in my.
I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about here, though.
I know. I'm just saying. That's what it is. Anyway, I'm looking at this list. Number 4, 18-year-old must be able to contribute to the running of a household. You run a household on your own, Chris? I mean.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely. Okay. Also 34 years old, so.
Yeah. You got to be able to wash dishes, pay the power bill, make sure your laundry gets done, that kind of thing. I think that that's a little iffy for an 18-year-old, honestly. I don't know that every one of them, can do that, but it's probably a better skill than teaching them trigonometry.
Yeah, I think being able to cover the bills is probably more of an issue, I would think, for young people out of high school. That probably would apply to somebody out of college who may not yet have a job.
I think that young people at the ages of 14, younger, should be taking care of the household responsibilities for their house just so they know the stuff that their parents put up with for X number of years prior to that. Because, parents, they're doing all that stuff and taking care of people.
Well,
just having to do the wash the dishes or do the laundry or something.
You know what I would change is I would change the law, the way the whole law works in this regard. I don't think we should have a restriction on kids working. I think it's one of the big things that I think is just it's messed up. I understand that there were some abuses in the past, but I don't necessarily think that means that no kids should ever work.
Well, kids can work in this country. For instance, you can work
limited.
In,
it's yeah. limited.
Well, they can work in agriculture. So,
which is humorous because that's some of the toughest labor there is.
Yeah, but because it doesn't apply to white kids. You know why it is, right? This is
God.
White people making rules for white people, and they don't care about what happens to Hispanics. I mean, be serious. What else could it possibly mean?
I never thought about it like
that. Kids can work in the roles of acting. Kids can work in the roles of, you know, a family business. So if, you know, your family owns a business, you can put the 12-year-old on the cash register. I've seen that. I think it's great.
Yeah, I
started working at 12 years old, and
I think it's a shame actually that there's so many things that we do, the restrictions that we have on kids, that it inhibits them from finding gainful employment.
Yeah. So, I do think that young people should be able to find work, but I think that there's something more than the government to this. I think there's a general societal zeitgeist for making people less and less responsible as life goes on.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a constant increase in age. Driver's licenses are a good example of that. It's not right. So much a financial
at
thing.
At 16 years old, I was chomping at the bit. At 15 years old on my birthday, I went and got my learner's permit, and on 16 years old on my birthday, I think I might have gotten a restriction for my 16th birthday party, so I think I had to wait a week or 2 weeks or something to get my learner's, to get my operators. But on the days that I could get my operators, I did. Now I hear just
not so much anymore.
So many young people are not getting their driver's licenses.
This is what my experience was that I tried to hire multiple kids not that long ago, probably within the last 5 years, and probably like 4 to 5 years ago, and it wasn't that they didn't want a driver's license; it's that they could not get one. And then they graduate college, and they weren't able to get a job because they couldn't get a driver's license for a year.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. I don't know why they couldn't get a driver's license, but
because the laws make it absolutely insane. If you can get your driver's license,
oh, it's the insurance too.
There's a bunch of things. There's a whole bunch of things that they have to do in order to. You have to drive around for a year in New Jersey with somebody else who has a license that is over like 27 or something, in order to get your driver's license. Okay. Who has that? Who has if you've graduated from college and you're on your own?
What is it that we're talking about? Who has what?
So if you've graduated college, right? Because they keep raising the age, so you can't get your driver's license in high school anymore.
Yeah.
So now you can't get it until after you go to college.
You're saying a 16-year-old can't get a driver's license now?
I'm not entirely sure what the age exactly is in New Jersey, but they keep raising it. So, yeah, it's something along those lines. So if you go to college around 17, 18, you have kids who are already in school in college, but so they can't get the driver's license that they might have gotten in the past at, you know, 14 or 15, maybe even 16. So it ends up pushing things further back. And then they graduate from college, and they can't get a job, and they're supposed to be out on their own at that point, right? I mean, most people, I would think, you know, traditionally have been expecting you graduate from college, you go get yourself an apartment, you get yourself work, you already probably have your driver's license for several years.
I didn't take the college track.
Okay. Well,
no, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I don't.
I've seen it numerous times.
You dealt with people who are getting jobs. I remain skeptical that the people with whom you spoke couldn't get driver's licenses. I'm saying that they didn't.
They could get their permit. Okay, but they couldn't drive without another licensed driver.
Sure.
And if you're on your own, who's gonna drive? Anyway, who's gonna drive you to work every day?
I get your permit at 16 years old.
You can't. That's the whole point.
Then get it at 18.
They couldn't. They were out of state.
They come back for the summer. I think this is a personal management skill.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of kids go just take classes over the summer, do all sorts of other things over the summer, like get jobs. I don't know. I don't know how easy that would necessarily be for everybody. I understand some that would work for some maybe, but I've seen multiple employees that I've attempted to hire all have this problem.
One thing's for sure, that different generations, different people, different age groups don't understand all the problems that face face people, right?
Yeah.
Like when I go on and I prattle on about how I grew up in a house where we didn't have a washer and a dryer, where my father built this house with his hands, we would go out there on a regular basis. We had an outhouse on this property before we had a house. You know, it wasn't even an outhouse. We just had a board with a hole in it, honestly. And you went out behind a tree. And then I talk about how we had to go to the laundromat, how we didn't have air conditioning in Florida, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, people's eyes just glaze over. Well, you know, those are old problems, the ones we don't face. That's how I feel about this problem. You want a driver's license, you can get one. You don't want a driver's license, nothing in the world I can do to make it.
It's not to say you can't get one. It's just that it takes a lot longer. There's a lot more energy going into getting a driver's license nowadays, especially in certain states like New Jersey.
855-450-3733. What difficulties have you had getting a driver's license?
I'd love for a young person to call in about this.
Yeah, or an old person talking about their young person who's had this difficulty. 855-450-3733. Or calling the young people out on it. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Friday edition. It's Mark with you.
and Chris.
Talking about driver's licenses, the age of acquisition, these kind of things here on Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything, but if you want to contribute to the conversation, you're certainly welcome to. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. Do you want to buy gifts this holiday season? Do you want to do them with crypto? Many of the world's leading brands are on their rosters. It's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want. Be sure to check the gift card your purchase is available in your country. Follow the instructions on screen. Make your payment using the Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight. Your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. It's giftcards.bitcoin.com. Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, hundreds more. You're going to probably give gift cards this holiday season. This is a great way to do it. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. So, Chris, when my dad got his – my dad never got never had a restricted permit or anything like that. There wasn't really an age for driver's licenses. I didn't really listen to this. When I was young, I didn't care about the things that happened 40 or 50 years before that. But it's kind of interesting to see how these driver's licenses have creeped in. So, you know, he grew up driving a tractor, driving a car. At the time, cars weren't much more than faster tractors anyway. not much difference. So he had all the skills necessary for driving. I grew up driving a tractor, too. I grew up on 10 acres out in East Manatee County in Florida. And we had to drive tractors for a variety of reasons. So I had tasks. And some of my tasks were driving a tractor. And so I knew how to drive from the beginning. A lot of young people, they don't have that. The rules have changed over time. When I was 15 years old in Florida, you could get your learner's permit. You could get it. You could get your operators at 16. So I had a full year on my learner's permit. And what that meant is that somebody over the age of 18 had to be in the car with me.
Oh wow! Even back then.
Yeah. And that's 1984-ish. I'm going to call it 85, something like that. And I could have only had it for 6 months. So if I would have got it on my 15th and a half birthday, I could have kept it for 6 months and then got my operators. I could have got it on my 16th birthday, the learner's permit, and then had it for 6 months and then got my operators on my 16th and a half birthday or whatever,
okay.
If you get the idea. But since I got it on my 15th birthday, I had it for a full year because you could not get your operators until you're 16 years old.
Okay.
So to get an operator, you need to pass the test, you needed to have your learners for 6 months, and you need to be 16 years old. On the day of that I could do these things, I did them. And I don't think that's happening now. We're reading this list of things that young people should have as skills, and you keep coming back to driver's licenses and how they're not able to get them. I think in many cases that this isn't just the problem of the government and their rules. I think that this is the problem of the young people.
Maybe it's a two-part problem, right? Like, so we keep increasing the age for all sorts of things. It's not like it's just happened with driver's licenses. It's happened with movies, right? Like look at the movies. It used to be, I remember when I was little, 1988,
okay,
you know, around that time period, early 90s, going to R-rated movies. And then all of a sudden, they started coming out with these posters and posting them everywhere and radio ads and TV ads about, you know, make sure your kid, you know, is not seeing, you know, the different categories, PG-13, R, etc. And I noticed a lot more parents were all of a sudden becoming concerned. There was nobody ever checked my ID when I went to an R-rated movie when I was younger. But then as I got older,
they absolutely checked mine.
They started checking IDs.
No. I remember going on my first date to Aliens.
Okay.
This was my first date ever, mind you, with this girl, Tammy, that she was a couple of years older than me, like a year and a half or something older than I was, and we went to see Aliens. She could get into – it's 17 or over for rated R, right? She was 17.
I don't know.
I was 16. And they weren't going to let me in. Fortunately, my friend Bob worked at the theater,
yep,
and he managed to get me slid through, but – you know, his claim was that I wasn't going to go through.
The first time I actually encountered somebody asking me for ID to get into a movie, I was in Boston.
Okay.
And I was probably, like, around 13. I was just I might have been just shy of 13. And I was denied access to the movie.
And that was that a PG-13 movie or something?
It was a PG-13 movie.
Okay. Yeah, PG-13 was a relatively new rating when I was young.
Yeah. I just thought it was ridiculous. And
PG-13
I never
was just a suggestion at the time. I don't know what the rules are for it now, but it was at the time, it was just like, this is PG, but it's the extra PG. And, you know, whereas R actually had, it said restricted, it was restricted. And so, you know, whatever.
I don't remember R ever being restricted.
I will also say that movies
at the theater when I went with friends and things.
I think that if you watch a PG-13 movie from 1985 versus a PG-13 now, you're going to see a lot more in that PG-13 from now than it is then. I think that people just allow kids to see more things than they did. I see it differently.
I don't know. I just keep seeing them raise the age for everything across the board, and I just think it's ridiculous. We're making young people, we're basically not giving them the opportunity to learn responsibility, and then we're then blaming them later for not being responsible. That's how I see it.
An 18-year-old must be able to handle interpersonal problems. So that's what we're having right here. We disagree on the interpretation of how young people are treated in this country, and we can handle it fine.
Yeah.
Right? The claim here is that maybe they can't. Maybe some, you know, people just aren't handling it. Then again, I don't think adults can either. Anyway, 16, an 18-year-old must be able to cope with ups and downs. Everything isn't a crisis. Everything isn't a party. Number 7, an 18-year-old must be able to earn and manage money. I don't think half the population really understands earning money.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of these things are, I'd agree. I think there's so many people who are, you know, in their 30s or 40s or 50s, and they can't manage money. You know, they can't hold a job down. They can't answer phones. I mean, I don't know. I don't think these are necessarily problems that are exclusive to young people.
Yeah. I'm not the only person who's ever sat in front of somebody with a $6 coffee from Starbucks complaining about how they are broke. You know, I mean, I know that that's not the answer to everybody's financial problems, but if that's your go-to daily, if you're getting that daily coffee from Starbucks and you feel like you're broke, there's the place to start. 2,
yeah.
Pack your own lunch. 3, make your breakfast at home.
Yep.
Brew your coffee at home. My wife's money management skills paid off our house was basically, we got it. We had half the debt.
I don't even do that.
$125,000 debt we had on the house. She paid it off in 3 years.
Wow.
On a middle-class income.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It's because she made meals at home. All of them. We ate it when we went out to eat one day a week. And it wasn't,
yikes.
Yeah, that wasn't like a $200 meal.
I mean, that's how you do it. That is. That's really how you do it. But I can't even imagine trying to do that now. I mean, personally, I've just gotten so used to eating out 3 meals a day, and that's a challenge.
Yeah, well.
And I make decent money.
Yeah, I know. You make great money compared to what I was doing. You know, you're a super smart computer guy.
Yeah.
By the way, thinkpinkwood.com?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
855-450-3733 if you've got issues surrounding security on your computers, thinkpinkwood.com. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump is on the campaign trail, speaking at a Make America Great Again rally in West Virginia. The president stresses the importance of voting Republican.
This election will decide whether we build on the extraordinary prosperity that we've unleashed. Nobody can believe what's happened. Or whether we let the radical Democrats take control of Congress and take a giant wrecking ball to our economy and to our future.
Trump supports West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey's campaign against Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Trump also gives his support to Carol Miller, candidate for West Virginia's 3rd Congressional District. Trump admits Democrats could take the House, while Democrats' chances for taking the Senate seem to be fading. In a Vanity Fair interview, Trump former lawyer Michael Cohen unloads on the president, recalling denigrating comments he says Trump made to him about black people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, Live Friday edition. Call on in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about the skills that 18-year-olds must have from the Foundation for Economic Education. This is a list set up by a dean at Stanford. And I'm not sure that 18-year-olds have these. I'm not sure most people have many of these skills. But, yeah, I want to get through this list and get the commentary going on it. Because we've commented on it, there's no doubt. But I want to hear what Fee has to say. It's number 8, 18-year-olds must be able to take risks. If you want to hear the rest of this list, you just tuned in. You can always get the archives at archives.freetalklive.com. We usually have them up within an hour after the show's down. So, you know, you're welcome. Archives.freetalklive.com. So this list is straightforward and simple, right? But according to Lincott Harris, this is the dean, the culture of coddling and protecting we have built has made 18-year-olds with all of these skills a rare occurrence. Parents' reluctance to give children chores, let them out of their sight, or even fight their own battles in the playground has, in essence, failed to teach basic responsibility to the next generation. I don't know what has caused it, but I will agree that there's probably less than previously. My kid has plenty of chores. I'm not saying he's that great at them. I basically have to remind him every single day to do them. 6 o'clock and you want to get on your iPad has rolled around and you haven't vacuumed the floors? Oh, there's a mess on your play table? I mean, what's going on? This is just like yesterday, Jack. And the rules remain the same. So, surprise! All right, so surprise!
I got a question for you. So yeah. I remember that as a child, yeah. Right? Like we had some basic chores to do and stuff.
Sure.
And I guess we did them as we got older. Now I don't know, 8 years old, maybe
he's
a little 10. Bit. Oh, okay, 10. Sorry. Yeah. So maybe around. Maybe a little bit older than that, even. You know, I remember doing them, but at a younger age, it seems like something that I don't think my parents were ever successful at it. Were they when you were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up on a farm, and, you know, chores were just part of the deal. Plus, there was money involved in the chores.
Okay.
So, I mean, it wasn't a lot, but, you know, with minimum wage was, when I hit minimum wage time, it was $3.35 an hour. So it gives you some idea of what we're talking about. I don't remember what my chores were, but I remember an allowance at one point being a dollar. Okay. And allowance, by the way, was pay for doing chores. There was no, you know, here's money for being alive.
Yeah,
this is what you get for being an edging queen,
I never got paid for just being alive.
Yeah, that's I do not recommend that. But if you do, I would love to hear the reason why you give your kid money for nothing. Not be, you know, guilt or anything like that. I mean, I understand what those feelings are all about, parental guilt and these kind of things. I want to know why you think it's a good idea for a kid to have just an allowance of money.
I don't think it's a good idea, but at the same time, I kind of feel like it's almost my responsibility to make sure my kid has money, only because the government and regulations prevent them from actually obtaining some sort of employment.
There's all kinds of things he can do. There are tasks,
yeah,
but hold on.
Who's paying him? It's you, right?
Yeah.
It's not somebody else.
I guess I want to make a distinction between payment, and Jack has earned every dollar.
Mm.
I mean, we have one thing where he doesn't earn money, right? So he does this thing where he polices me on language. Any word that I'm not allowed to use on the air, he can have a dollar for. So, I mean, it's teaching him how to be a cop, which I don't particularly like, but I've always kind of wondered about this, you know, cussing jar thing. I wouldn't do that. But, you know, if he catches daddy using some term that daddy shouldn't be using, then he gets a buck. And he's good at it. He's getting better all the time. Listening around the corner. You know, that kind of thing. But anyway, let's go on here with their commentary. Let's see. Parents don't want to give children chores, let them out the site, or even let them fight their own playgrounds, their battles in the playground.
Letting them out of the house is the big one.
That's the government.
So how much of that is government and parents just being overly cautious?
Well, I know that there's plenty
of times laws like that say you can't let your kid leave the house or walk down the street to the playground or something.
Well, police will enforce child neglect laws on people who just let them go to parks and things. And in this world,
I remember playing in the street when I was a kid.
Yeah, playing ball in the street. Yes.
You can't do that anymore, huh?
I remember at 6 years old riding my bike to the next street over, completely out of the view of my parents' house.
Yeah, me too.
I read something, I think it was from 1979, that described what a 7-year-old should be able to do, and it included walking 10 blocks. And
wait, a 7-year-old or a 10-year-old?
I think it was a 7-year-old.
7-year-old. Wow, 7-year-old.
A first grader.
You know,
be able to walk 10 blocks.
I remember people telling me how their kids would, in like New York City, go on the subway, you know, maybe not at night, but during the day.
Yeah.
And pretty much go anywhere in the city.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, 10 blocks, it depends on the city you're in. I think what they mean is New York City blocks, which are relatively short, not the wide way, the long way, you know, and, you know, up and down. They're relatively short. You're not talking, you know, maybe a quarter mile or something, you know, that your kids should be able to walk on their own. Basically, if the school's a quarter mile away, the kids should be able to walk home from school in first grade.
Yeah.
And this was according to some magazine, some parenting magazine or something at the time. Just giving parents, and parents do need some kind of yardstick by which, you know, how's my kid doing? You know, I mean, does he have the skills? I think we need it.
But so you think a parent today would be charged with neglect for basically
what was
expected in 1970 something?
Yeah, 78, wow. 79, I believe it was. I'm going off of memory here.
I believe it.
Any of these numbers could be off a bit.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But I mean, My son does run free, but mostly at Pork Fest, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in New Hampshire, because there's really nowhere for him to go.
But you know what? The roads, I know the roads you've been on. They've not really been roads where you can play. It's not like there's a cul-de-sac or, you know, a side street that you guys are on.
Yeah. In the case of my kid, he didn't want to go. There was a kid next door that he could have played with when I was living in the previous town that I was in. And he just, you know, the kid was about a year and a half older. He wanted to play with the kid, but he wanted to be taken over there. And he just didn't want to walk on his own. So.
Oh, wow.
What do I do about that?
How far were you? You guys weren't that far from your neighbors.
No, when you talk about just through the woods?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I as a parent, I don't even know. If the kid doesn't want to adventure out, what are you supposed to do about that?
I that's kind of interesting because I remember an adventure. I mean, come on. You maybe what kind of movies and TV shows are there? Do they not have kids like adventuring into like woods and
maybe not
other kind of stuff? Is that not the kind of thing that is in the kiddie books and stuff nowadays?
I don't know. I know that somebody's going to say, kick him out of the house. I'll tell you what I did. On more than one occasion, I just said, you know what? It's bright and sunny outside. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Get out. You can come back at noon for lunch. And then at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, get out. And he'd take his dog and he'd wander around the property and, you know, he'd jump up and down on the trampoline and, you know, do a few things that are kid-like. But, you know, at those times, basically the other kids weren't mostly around. By 3 or 4, he could have gone to the friend's house, but, you know, yeah, whatever. Didn't work out. I don't know. Every parent thinks they're doing it wrong to some extent. Here we go. Author Dorothy Lee Sayers sensed the same trend from Basic Responsibility from her famous 1947 essay, The Lost Tools of Learning. 1947. When we think about the remarkably early age at which the young men went to university in, let's say, Tudor times, and thereafter were held fit to assume responsibility for the conduct of their own affairs, we are altogether comfortable about that artificial prolongation of intellectual childhood and adolescence into the years of physical maturity, which is so marked in our own day. To postpone the acceptance of responsibility as to a late date brings with it a number of psychological complications, which, while they may interest the psychiatrist, and scarcely beneficial either to the individual or to society. Yeah, I think that's true. Young people, we're probably all better off if young people take on more responsibility earlier.
Yeah, definitely.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. And I know it's hard. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. You're welcome to try to call in here. The number still is 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Chris.
And I want to thank all the amplifiers, but specifically tonight I want to thank Save a Horse. I presume that this is some foundation or something that this person's involved in. But, you can use any name you want as an amplifier, and Save a Horse is one of our amplifiers. And thanks so much for what you guys do. You can go be an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's, in my opinion, the very best use of your charitable dollars aimed at libertarian organizations, because Free Talk Live runs on very thin margins. We don't use this for paychecks or anything like that. So, amp.freetalklive.com. I got a strange story for you, Chris.
All right. Let's hear it.
Apparently, I mean, there's sections, there's areas of life that are just blind to us. We don't know what's going on because it's just not something that we're faced with. Well, did you know that if you have a falconer's license from the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife, that they can come and inspect your home anytime they wish?
What? What is a... I can't even pronounce that word. What is that?
A falconer's license?
Yeah, a falconer's license.
You know what falconry is? The ancient
no,
art
I don't.
Of falconry? Falconry is the ancient art, right? It is considered to be perhaps the oldest sport. I'm not sure that I consider training a bird a sport.
Oh, okay.
And if training a bird is a sport, then training a dog is a sport.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go ahead and say that falconry is not the oldest sport. But people will claim that,
okay.
Nonetheless. As the case may be, falconry is the act of training falcons to do falcon-oriented tasks. In many cases, they'll chase down prey in cornfields. They might be a good way to get rats out of your cornfield. Rats are tough to take care of in agriculture. So, and I happen to know somebody who Roger Ver, who was incarcerated for selling rat traps, explosive rat traps. He was the only one that he knows of in U.S. history for this, and it was probably because he was running for office and said that the people he was running against were violent thugs for the way they used government. And so he was a political prisoner. But regardless, it's not easy to get rats out of your field. They're big, they're wily, and, perhaps a nice big bird of prey will take care of that for you. So falconry's been around a long time, and generally the law is pretty good to activities that have gone on longer than the law has. Churches, like these sorts of organizations are generally dealt with pretty well. But falconry, not so much, because there's not a lot of falconers.
Yeah, minorities are always abused.
This is a very small minority, and there's the fuzzy bunny people of the world are all like, I don't want animals abused, and I don't want animals abused either. But one of the rules is that, among other things, you can't take, as a falconer, you can't take for-profit pictures of your falcon.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So, for instance, if I want to be in a movie, the next Avengers movie, maybe the reason that Falcon, the superhero, doesn't have Red Wing, his Falcon, in the movies is because it's just too expensive to try to, find somebody who has a Falcon, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to just having a remote control drone, which is what he's got. But they're not allowed to profit from the, likeness of their animal for whatever reason. And I guess this is intended, I presume this is intended to protect falcons from exploitation or something, as though falcons are better than dogs, which you can do this with. I don't know.
The picture? That sounds like a speech issue to begin with. Like,
I don't know what to tell you. But finally, the whatever the U.S. Falconry Association is, taking a look here, American Falconry Conservancy.
How did this topic come up? Like, is there a story behind it?
Peter Stravrinodakis, I'm going to go ahead and say he's Greek, taking a lawsuit et al. Versus the United States Department of Fish and Wildlife and California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, there we go, California.
Yeah, it's in California. A lot of people in the U.S. live in California.
True.
It's a large percentage of the population. Basically, these outrageous things that they do to falconers are finally being taken to court, and the Pacific Legal Foundation, which is always a great organization, and to whom I have given money and do not feel bad about recommending that you do, is taking this on, and hopefully, likely, they will see some benefits. But running up against government agencies is a pain, because the government agency, their lawyers are paid for. Yours aren't.
Yeah.
So you've got to pay to fight for your freedoms. They don't have to pay anything. It doesn't go, these government bureaucrats go home and do whatever they're going to do. It doesn't cost them anything. All with their stuff. And then, then the progressives, they cheer them on. Because they just love the regulation. I'm not saying we don't need some regulations, but the problem is you allow some little regulations, then you got these. You got these things where the Fourth Amendment is gone for if you want a pet bird. And that's nuts. Let's go to Kevin calling in from Virginia. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, this election coming up, I think Tuesday, right, the 6th?
Yes.
I think we're going to see the new left, that is the Democrat Socialist takeover. I'm an intern. And Congress, I won't name the representative, but he is a libertarian Republican.
Okay.
And boy, I get a lot of calls from constituents, and these guys are radical progressives.
The Democratic Party told them to take their ideas and shove it. We're putting the lady through, and it's her turn. And now they're mad, right?
Exactly. I have nothing to do with the policy. Yet they curse me out. They call me names and profane language. But looking at the bigger picture here, this is going to be a
Well, Kevin, let me address that real quick, Kevin. So it is free to cuss at you, right? Like they it costs them nothing, and they have in all likelihood they have very little. So cussing you out costs them nothing, and the potential gain is that you quit your job, right? So you you just talked about it in a way that you know you're demoralized a little bit. So I'd like to moralize you a little if I may. These losers are just attempting to break you of your game. And if you let them, then they win.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anyways, you know, I really think this is going to be a scary scenario because Donald Trump has increased the national debt, has put pressure towards the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates low, meaning he wants the boom to, to keep going. And,
it won't. You guys know, and we know it won't.
Yeah, exactly. And as interest rates rise, you know, here comes the bust. You know, the bust that should have happened under Obama and Trump. What he should have done was, hey, you know, he should have said, hey, you know, this isn't my bubble. This is Obama's bubble. But he embraced it. Now he put his last name, his brand on this economy. And when it crashes, here come the Marxists. Here come the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world, the Sanders of the world. And I have some optimism for not for 2020, but for 2024. Maybe we can get a Rand Paul or a Justin Amash or a Libertarian to really fix the mess that's coming. Because trust me, I intern in DC and I see it. You know, these guys are coming, and this is going to be really scary. Because if you think that Obama was bad. Get ready for high taxes.
I don't think he was. I think that he was relatively a centrist president, comparatively. I know a lot of people would like to believe otherwise. You know, I sat next to Cory Booker's media guy at some point, and he said this was right after, I think it was 2012, right after the big Republican win. And he said, I'm not afraid of Republicans. They're a dying demographic. I'm afraid of libertarians. And, like, these people do understand that this is where the battle is. They don't have any good arguments. All they've got is this is neo-feudalism and other crap like that. And they're welcome to call in here. I'd love to figure out what I'm thinking wrong. But, Kevin, I really appreciate your service, what you're doing, and what you called in about. I want to remind people to watch the video, Fear the Boom and Bust. Fear the Boom and Bust. It's on Keynes and Hayek. It's a rap battle. It is some of the best stuff on YouTube, and you'll get some idea of what Kevin's talking about. Kevin, you're welcome to call in the future. And, everybody, thanks for listening. It's been Mark with you.
And Chris?
Yeah, and you can check us out at freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.